In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today, my beloved, we have the celebration of St. John, the Apostle of Love, as he has been nicknamed. He is also, of course, the Gospel writer and a theologian. He is called St. John, the Apostle. Today is actually his Dormition. He has told his disciple that was with him all the time, that had written the gospel for him while he was dictating it. He sent him away because he didn't want to see him dying. And what did he do? It is quite unusual. He tells the other disciples, those who were with him, make a dig a grave in the form of a cross. And once the grave was dug, he went right into it, and he said, start throwing the dirt on me. And as they were throwing the dirt on him, up to his knees, they were covered, he started to say his last, giving the last kiss to everybody, saying goodbye to everybody. And then they continue, he said, okay, now and go ahead and put more dirt over up to my waist, and they did that, and he continued to say goodbye to the people with a great love, because he was the Apostle of Love, and then finally up to the neck, and then he said, put a little cloth over my head and finish off the job and cover me totally with the ground. And thus he gave up his Holy Ghost and his soul to the heavens. And then when his disciple comes 3 days later, and he finds he was told that his teacher, St. John, had died and went to heaven, he wanted to so much to see the body. And so he asked the people to please uncover the body. And as they were uncovering the grave, they found no one there, because the Lord probably did what he did with the mother, his own mother, the Theotokos, as she had took her body also to the kingdom of heaven on the third day. And that's what the Lord had probably resurrected St. John and took him to the heavens. My beloved, our St. John, why is he called Apostle of Love? Because he's preaching about the love all the time. First of all, he uncovers for us the Holy Trinity, the mystery of the Holy Trinity. He explains all that in his writings. And my beloved, he starts the gospel, of course, that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God. And he's talked and he explains that God had created through his Son, he had created the whole universe, and he is God of love. And he also tells us that if we don't have love for somebody, if we have hatred, God is not with us. We cannot have God. He also explains that we must love one another. And if we are going to love one another, then God will abide in us, and then we'll be able to love God. If we love those whom we see around, but that means if we don't love those whom we see around us, then how can we love God, says St. John, the Apostle of Love. The Apostle is telling us that all these things that the Lord had made, and he said that to the disciples, that you will be able to do all kinds of signs and things, even more than what I have done. And well, St. John, for instance, he has resurrected so many people in his lifetime here in the preaching. They tried to kill him. They tortured him in all kinds of ways, and he just absolutely was not, they could not kill him. They finally, then they decided to exile him into the island Patros, where he is actually was able to convert the whole island to Christianity, my beloved. And, but then on his travels, one time, he was even in a big storm where the ship was wrecked, and everybody wound up to be in the See, and everybody survived, though, except nobody could find St. John. And 14 days later, 14 days and 14 nights later, all of a sudden, a big wave brings St. John to the ground, to the shore, and this disciple runs over to see who it is, and he sees that it is teacher St. John, totally well, without any harm, after being 14 days in the sea. My beloved, miracle is always what's happening with him. He has 40 evil ones. So many times the evil ones had tried to cause him trouble. But you read the life of the saint, and it's, my beloved, the main thing is that he wants us to love one another so that we can be truly the sons and daughters of God Almighty. For this is what the Lord calls us. Jesus Christ himself calls us that if we fulfill God's law, the Father's commandments, then we will be his brothers, his sisters, and so on. Because that's, of course, the condition that we have love for one another. So just let's never forget that. Let's remember also what, of course, St. John said, that those who do not love the brother or the sister or the neighbor that they see, how they can love God whom they do not see? And also that love destroys all kinds of fear. If you have love, if you develop love for the Lord, of course, first of all, and for your neighbor, then you will have no fear. Love thinks no evil. When you have love, you'll be able to truly feel the presence of the Lord in your heart, and will be able to rejoice, not only here for a short time, but for eternity. And of course, if we have love for our brethren, and especially those who are in trouble, we're going to pray for them wholeheartedly, as if we're praying for ourselves, especially those who stray away from the Lord, from our God, who are not looking for the salvation. My beloved, the first thing is for us is to truly to pray for the salvation of everybody that is not looking for God, because then it makes as if our Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven and suffered the great suffering on the cross and everything else he did for nothing, for those people not interested in. So they're in a very sorry lot, and we have to pray for them. This is what the law of love commands us to do, that we pray for all those who are not looking for the salvation, that God will enlighten them and bring them about. With the prayer of St. John, the apostle of love, and let us try to develop more and more the love. Let's beg the Lord to give us the love, the true love. That's the love which is really the self-sacrificing love, because that's what the Lord had showed us an example. And if we get a little bit of help of the Lord, let's work on that love and to develop it into a big flame that will be able to engulf in it the Holy Spirit with the Father and the Son in our heart, and we'll be able to start going towards the kingdom of heaven. Amen.